Welcome to the OU's Nachyomi. I am Jack Abramowitz, and today we are learning Mizmor Kuf Lamed Hey, Psalm 135. The Mizmor begins, Halleluka, praise God. Hallelu Eshem Hashem, Hallelu Avde Hashem. Praise the name of God, give praise, you servants of God. And the Radak says, Mizmor Kuf Yud Gimel, Hu Hallelu Avde Hashem Tchila. The Psalm 113 begins, you servants of God, at the beginning. V'achrav hallelu et shem Hashem. And then it says, praise the name of God. So here it says the opposite. Here it says, praise the name of God. You servants of God should praise him. And Psalm 113 says the opposite. You servants of God should praise him. And then it says, praise his name. U'besmichus tavo achrav yihi shem Hashem mevarach. That's because over there it continues, let the name of God be praised. So is a connection between praise the name of God, next verse, let the name of God be praised. Ubemizmor hazeh, halu Hashem Hashem tchila. In our psalm, it starts praise the name of God, va'achrav halu avde Hashem, and then it continues with the concept of servants of God. Ulesmichus tevo achrav she'omdim beves Hashem, because ours continues by saying that the servants of God stand in the house of God. So they both have both ideas, but they reverse the order based on where it then goes with it. So one says, praise you servants of God, praise the name of God, because the name of God, etc., etc. Whereas ours says, praise the name of God, praise you servants of God, because you servants of God, etc., etc. So it's all a question of where the psalm is going. So as we said, it continues, Pasuk Beis, She'omdim beves Hashem, the servants of God stand in the house of God, which is the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, B'chatzros Beis Elokeinu, in the courts of the house of our God. The Radak says, She'omdim beves Hashem, you stand in the house of God, Atem she'omdim beves Hashem, v'hem ha'kohanim. So who stands in the house of God? The Kohanim. They're the ones who do the work, the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, so that's to whom it's addressing. B'chatzros Beis Elokeinu, in the courtyards of the house of our God. V'yatem she'omdim b'chatzros Elokeinu v'heim Yisrael. Those who stand in the courtyards, that's Klal Yisrael, the Jews at large. Shehayu mispalim be'azaros, because they would pray in those sections of the temple. Shelo hayu nechnasim l'heichal, because they didn't enter the inner areas where the Kohanim did their work. L'kulchem ani omer. So first it addresses the Kohanim, and then it addresses Klal Yisrael in the more general, and it says, I'm speaking to all of you. Pasuk Gimel, Haluka ki tov Hashem. Praise God because God is good. Zamru lishmo ki na'im. Sing praises to his name because it is pleasant. The Radak, Vze amar keneged ha'atidim la'amod beves Hashem, sheyivne shlomo. So this is speaking about the future. Remember, David is composing the psalm, but the Beis HaMikdash will not be built until after he passes on, and it will be built by his son Solomon. So it's either talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, which Shlomo built, or the third Beis HaMikdash in the Messianic era, which will be in the time of the Mashiach. Either way, it's a future event as far as David is concerned. Pasuk Dalet. Ki Yaakov bachar lo ka, Yisrael l'skula so. God selected for himself Yaakov, our forefather Jacob. He chose him for himself, and he chose Israel for his treasure. The Radak says, Atem ru'uyim yahat lahalu al kol am, ki eschem bachar mikol ha'amim. So why should Israel, out of all the people, be the ones to praise God? Because they're the ones whom he selected from all the nations of the world. So it's appropriate for them to praise him. Pasuk Hey. Ki ani yodati ki gadol Hashem. He says here, because I know that God is great, ba'adonenu mikol Elohim. And our God is above all gods with a lowercase g, meaning idols, lowercase g. And you notice I said Elohim, I didn't say Elohim, because this is speaking in the sense of the non-divine. So let's look at the Radak. Kibalnu oso aleinu la'adon v'Elohim. We accepted him on us as our master and our God. Kishar ha'amim kiblu la'adon v'Elohim tzva ha'shamayim. Whereas the other nations of the world took the celestial spheres as their idols, called Echad Lefi Minhag. Each one selected their own based on whatever criteria. Aval anachnu lo kibalnu aleinu la'adon ela Hashem hamyuchad shehu gadol mikol Elohim. We only took God himself, who is unique in that he is above all of these planets and other things that he created. V'hem tzva ha-shamayim v'ha-malachim ha-manhigim es ha-olam. And these refer to, as I said, the celestial spheres, the stars, the planets, etc., the sun, and the angels who are servants of God and who conduct the world on his behalf. L'kach nikru Elohim v'adonenu gadol mikulam. So they are called Elohim, which we translated gods with a lowercase g. It could mean mighty ones. Sometimes the word is used to refer to judges. It's people or beings with some power. And our God is greater than all of them. Kilo yasu heim davar ela bikocho uba mitzvosav. Because anything they do is only through his power and because he commands it. So the sun comes up and it shines and it's bright. The stars go in their circuits. The angels have errands that they run. All of this is because God, that's the way God made them. They have no power of their own. Pasuk Vav. Kol asher chafetz Hashem asa. Whatever God desires, that's what happens. The Radak says, V'lo kein hamalachim b'hakochavim. This is not the case for the angels and the stars. Lo yasu kol asher yachpsu. What they desire is not what happens. Ki lo yasu davar ela b'chafetz hakel. They can only do something if God desires it. B'shamayim uva'aretz. In the heavens and the earth, which is actually from the next part of the pasuk, aval hu oseh chefso bohem, but he can do as he desires with them, with the planets and with the angels. So let me read the end of that pasuk. Kol asher chafetz Hashem asa, whatever God desires, that's what gets done. Bashamayim uva'aretz, in the heavens and the earth. Bayamim b'chol tahamos, in the seas and in all the deep places, all the depths. The Radak says bayamim. Yam oinos v'shar hayamim. It's the okinos, I guess I should say, the oceans v'shar hayamim and the other seas. V'chol tahomos hanaharos, and the depths refers to the rivers. So, in case you're wondering the redundancy in the language of bodies of water, the first refers to oceans and seas. I think that should say okinos, and the second one refers to rivers and streams and flowing bodies of water. Pasuk Zayin, Mala Nasiim Mikte Haaretz. He makes clouds ascend from the ends of the earth. So Nasiim, this is Nasiim with a sin, not with a samach. So Radak says Vehem Haananim. These are the clouds. V'nikru kein l'fi shehem olim min ha'aretz u'misnasim lamala. They are called nesiim because they ascend upwards from the earth. So it's a language of arising. You know, the water cycle, that water condenses and falls and then it evaporates and it ascends and creates clouds. So it's a reference to that, how the water goes from the earth up into the sky. Okay. So Pasuk Zayin, Mali Nasiim Mikte Haaretz. Barakim Lamatar Asa. He makes lightning for the rain. Rashi explains Barakim, it doesn't mean presidents. Haim Zahore Harakia Hamavrikim Umairim Lifnei Hamatar. These are those flashes of light that brighten the sky when it rains. And the Radak says, Shehu Pela Gadol. That lightning is a miraculous thing. It's a great wonder. She'osib barakim im hamatar, because lightning happens during rain. B'habrakim esh, lightning is fire. V'ein hamayim mechavim es ha'esh, and the water of the rain doesn't extinguish the fire of the lightning. If you have the image, perhaps, of the plague of hail in Egypt, and it says lightning was flashing or fire was flashing among it. So the idea of mixing fire and water, we're so used to it, but if you think about it, it's actually quite counterintuitive. And the pasuk continues. So we've now spoken about clouds and lightning, and now it says motzei ruach me'otzrosav, that he brings wind out of his storehouses. So actually, there's two different ways that we can understand motzei ruach. What is motzei? Rashi says lashon metzia. It's the same language as something that's found. Klomar otzros tiken leruach v'sham he metzuyim lo l'shalcham b'mishlachto. That God created storehouses, metaphysically, metaphorically, where he keeps the wind, and that's where it's found when he wants it to send out to do his business. So he says that it's a language of found, that wind is found in his storehouses. That's where he goes and gets it when he wants it. The Radak says, motzi kimo motzi, like hamotzi lechem in haaretz, to bring forth. So that would be that he sends it out from his storehouses. And, of course, they're not mutually exclusive ideas. They, of course, can both be true. Pasuk Ches, Shehika Bachori Mitzrayim, Me Adam Ad Behema, that God smote the firstborn of Egypt from man to beast. Let's look at the Radak. Hizkir Makos HaBachorim Beprat. Out of all the plagues that God carried out in Egypt, about the hail and the darkness and the blood from the water and frogs and everything else, it singles out the plague of Makos Bechoros. Why? Ki al yada yatsu Yisrael miMitzrayim. Because that's the one that directly caused Israel to leave Egypt. So everything else, they said, get out, take your people and go, and then they reneged. But after Makos Bechoros, they left immediately, so this was the immediate cause of the Exodus. The Ibn Ezra says, "V'hizkir tchila Makos Bechoros," that it starts with a mention here of Makos Bechoros, bavor shnei dvarim, because of two reasons. Ha'echad ki ikar yitziyasenu mimitzrayim haya bavor Makos Bechoros. The first reason is because the main cause of our exodus from Egypt was because of Makos Bechoros. This was the thing that got them to want us gone, and they weren't changing their minds after that. V'chein kasuv hinei anochi horeg es bincha bechorcha, and it says, "I will slay your child, your firstborn." V'hasheni bavor shenimlatu bechorei Yisrael v'hinei haya neis besoch neis. But the second thing is, everything firstborn died, from man to beast, except for the Jews. So this was actually a miracle within a miracle. The first miracle was that every firstborn could be wiped out, and the second was that the Jews could be excluded from it. So it was a miracle inside a miracle. Pasuk Tes. Shalach osos umovsim besochachei Mitzrayim. God sent signs and wonders into Egypt. So this is an interesting word, besochechi Mitzrayim. What is besochechi? Rashi says besochech. You know, that's not right. I'm looking at two different books in front of me, and this one says kemo besochech, but over here it says kemo besoch. And I'm going to go with the one on my right, which says kemo besoch, that it means among. So that Rashi would say kemo besoch. So he did wonders in Egypt. The Radak, however, says, Hayud no sefes, kiyud besochech Yerushalayim. It's an extra yud, as in besochech Yerushalayim, which is another quote from Tehillim. V'hu kamo besochech, and that means within you. So in the first explanation, besoch Mitzrayim, he made wonders within Mitzrayim. The second is, besochech Mitzrayim, he made wonders in you, Mitzrayim. And in that case, the psalm would be addressing Mitzrayim directly. It's just interesting that this other text of Rashi I see says the same thing as the Radak, but I don't believe that would be correct. Okay. So who were these wonders made upon? Biparo ubakol abadav, on Pharaoh and all his servants. And the Radak says, V'kol shechein ba'amo. Don't think it was only on Paro and the officers and servants in his household. Even more so, it was on the average person in Mitzrayim. Ela afilu Paro v'avadav lo yachlu b'kocham lahamlet mechefetz hakel yisbarach. What it's saying is not that they were singled out, but that even with their power, even the people who had authority and means in Egypt were not able to escape these signs and wonders that God performed in Egypt. Certainly the average person who had no connections, as it were, was not able to escape them. So, what happened? Shehika goyim rabim, Baharag Malachim Atsumim, that God smote many nations and killed mighty kings. The Radak says, V'Yisrael hayu ma'atim, v'yotzi'em miforach v'avoda. That Israel was a small nation, and they had just come out of hard work and servitude, the avdus. V'ela rabim, v'atsumim ba'artsam. And these nations were numerous, and they were powerful in their lands. V'hakum b'nei Yisrael v'yorshu es artsam. And Israel defeated them and inherited their land. Miasa zeh, who did this? Elachevitz hakel yisbarach. This was what God wanted to happen. So this is not because Israel is so wonderful, Israel is so mighty, Israel is so powerful, Israel is so numerous. No, it's counter to nature in every way possible, except in that it's the will of God, and that's what happens. So who were the ones who were defeated? L'Sichon melech Emori u'la'og melech HaBashan. This is Pasuk Yud Aleph. Sichon, the king of Emor, and Og, the king of Bashan, u'la'chol mamlechos Canaan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, of Canaan. The Radak says, Zecher Sichon va'og b'frat. It specifies Sichon and Og. L'fisha nilchamu b'hem t'chila. Because they fought them first. So when Moshe was still leading the people and they were still in the wilderness, that's when they had their battles with Sichon and with Og. Va'od shahayu malachim atzumim yoter mikulam. And also they were the mightiest of these kings. They were these giants, physical power like you couldn't believe. And after that it says, Rachakach Zecher u'lechol mamlechos Canaan, that he smote all the kingdoms of Canaan, of Canaan, Bechlal, in general. So it starts by specifying the first ones who were the mightiest, and then it goes on to include the others in the big picture. Pasuk Yud Beis, V'nasan artsam l'nachla, Nachla Yisrael Amo. He gave their land as an inheritance to his nation Israel. The Radak says, V'nasan, Achrechein perish limi nasna. After it says he gave it, it specifies to who he gave it. Nachla Yisrael Amo, an inheritance to his people Israel. Sheheim nevarchim mikol am, nasan lahem eretz nivcheres mikol haartzos. Since they are the choice of the nations, he gave them the land that is choice of the lands. And the Ibn Ezra says, Eretz Sichon va'og v'kanan l'nachla. The lands of Sichon, Og, and the Canaanite kings, he gave them as an inheritance. Perisho Yisrael levado nitnam l'nachla. He gave them as an exclusive inheritance to Israel. So they were attacked, they won, they inherited the land, it's theirs. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Hashem, Shimcha le'olam. God, your name is forever. Hashem zichrucha l'dor v'dor. God, your memorial is throughout all generations. So what does it mean that God's name is forever? The Metzudas David says, Rotzalomer, kasher kocho me'az ken kocho ad ha'olam. Just as his strength has been up until now, that is how his strength will be forevermore. So God's untiring, always mighty and powerful, and he will always be as such. Pasuk Yud Dalid, Hiyadin Hashem Amo, V'al Avadav, Yisnacham. That God will judge his people, and he will relent. He will take it easy, I guess, on his servants. The Radak says, Afal Pi, Shahanachla Shenasan Lehem, Hi Biyad Acherim. Even though the inheritance that he gave them may be in the hands of other nations. Behem Begalus, and the Jews themselves are exiled. Lo yihye ze leolam. It won't be this way forever. Ki yavo zman sheyikach hakel yisbarach din amo. There will be a time that God will judge on behalf of his people. O mishpata min hagoyim, and judgment from the nations. Be'al avadav Yisnachem, and he will relent for the sake of his servants. Kifar kiblu ansham bechol chatosam v'yeshivam l'nachlasam, because they will have already received their punishments, so he will return them to their inheritance. And so you might think that things have changed because, you know, the Jews get exiled, other people move into the land. No, that's not a permanent state of affairs. The Jews still own the land. They will get their punishment, and then God will bring them back. Pasuk Tesvav, Atzabe Hagoyim Kesef Ezahav, Ma'ase Yidei Adam. The idols of the nations are silver and gold. They were made by human beings. And the Ibn Ezra says, Karam Atzavim, Derech Bizayon. That what's Atzabe Hagoyim, the idols of the nations? What's Atzavim? What does this word mean? It's a derogatory term. She'ein behem to'elas rak itzvon chinam, itzavon chinam. That there's nothing substantive to them. It's labor in vain. It's a wasted effort. So you can serve them all you want, no good's going to come of it. So this is a derogatory term for them. Pasuk Tet Zayin, Pelahem v'lo yedaberu, enayim lahem v'lo yiru. They have mouths, but they don't speak. They have eyes, but they don't see. So let's talk about mouths. The Ibn Ezra says, V'kavod ha'adam al kol nivrei mata b'neshama ha'oyona. Balas hadibur alken amar pelahem. The honor of a person, greater than the lower animals, is that he has a higher soul, which gives him the power of speech. So that's what it's referring to here, that this is something that makes man superior, and these idols don't have that. And the Matsudas David says, Rotza lomar, im umnam asu lahem pe, ma bekach, halo lo yadabru bo. If they're craftsmen who made these idols gave them mouths, for what reason? What purpose does it have? They can't talk. So it's, again, it's a vain thing. It's pointless. It has no ultimate purpose to it. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Aznayim lahem velo yazinu. They have ears, but they don't hear. Afen yesh ruach befihem. They also don't have any breath in their mouths. So we were just talking about the power of speech. So we said they have mouths, but they don't talk. Now we say there's no breath in their mouths. Rashi says, Gam ruach ein befihem. There's no breath in their mouths. Afilu kebehema. Even like an animal. Animals don't talk, but they breathe. Idols don't even have that. Kol shekein shelo yidabru ka'adam. So they're not even like an animal. They're certainly not like a person. And there's no way they even approach God. Matsudas David says, Afilu ruach hachiyoni kebehema ein befihem. They don't even have the breath of life like an animal has. So it's lowering them down farther and farther. They're not God, they're not people, they're not even animals. Pasuk Yud Ches, Kemohem Yihyu Asehem, Kol Asher Boteach Behem. Like these idols, Kemohem Yihyu Asehem, should be those who make them, Kol Asher Boteach Behem, and all those who put their faith in them, all those who worship them. So the Radak says, Derech Tfila, that this is a prayer. So he's saying, please God, may the people who make idols and promote their worship and who place their faith in them become just like them. Oh, and another explanation, Kein Yiel Asid, it's a prophecy. He's saying, this is what will happen in the future. Bevo HaGoel, She Yiklu VeYavdu Ose HaAtzavim V'Kol Asher Boteach Behem. So when the Mashiach comes, the Goel, the Redeemer, the Mashiach, then the idol worshippers and those who make idols, they're going to perish from the earth. So everyone will be a monotheist, they'll worship the one true God, and these will be wiped out. Pasuk Yates, Beis Yisrael, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. House of Israel, bless God. The Radak says, Aval Beis Yisrael, Atem Shelo Batachtam Bahem, but you, Jews, who don't worship idols, you don't put your trust in these sculptures of silver and gold, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, you should praise God. Shehoshia Eschem Miyad Ovdei HaTzavim, because he saved you from those idolaters. So it's a contrast. Here's what happens to the idol worshippers. Now let's talk about those who worship the living God. Beis Aaron Baruch Hu Es Hashem, House of Aaron, bless God. The Radak says, V'chein Beis Aaron, V'hema Kohanim HaMisharsim Es Pnei Hashem. These are the Kohanim, obviously, and they're the ones who serve God in the temple. Beis HaLevi Baruch Hu Es Hashem, House of Levi, Levites, bless God. The Radak again says, Heim hamashorim lefnei Hashem b'peh u'b'kli. These are the ones who sing to God with their mouths, and they play instruments to him. So again, it's not just different groups arbitrarily chosen. It's talking specifically about their relationship with God. Finally, Yirei Hashem baruch hu es Hashem. Those of you who fear God, bless God. The Radak says, and I love this contrast here between Rashi and Radak. Usually I read Rashi first, but I'm going to read Radak here first. The Radak says, Yirei Hashem, Hem hachachamim b'Yisrael, hamisbodedim b'veis Hashem lilmod. O Perush, Yirei Hashem asher b'chol am ba'am, sheyivo lehispalo b'veis Hashem. So he gives two explanations. One is that it refers to the sages of Israel, the scholars who study Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, or it refers to those who are God-fearing among all the nations of the world. So either way, it's referring to people, and it says that Sheyivolis Palo B'Beis Hashem. The temple, by the way, was not only for Jews. It was open to all the nations who could come and serve God there. So either way, it's talking about God-fearing people, either the scholars of Israel, or it's referring to the God-fearing of the nations. But Rashi says something different. I like this. It says, Yirei Hashem Elu HaGerim. These are the converts. These are the people of other nations who joined Israel in order to be able to serve God. And finally, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, verse 21, Baruch Hashem Mitzion, blessed be God from Zion, Shochein Yerushalayim, the one who dwells in Jerusalem, Halukah, blessed be God, praise be God. And we'll end with the Radak. Baruch Hashem Mitzion, blessed be God from Zion, Kisham Yishkon HaKavod B'Yerushalayim, that's where the honor in Jerusalem resides, referring, of course, to the temple. Umisham Tetzei, and that's the place, you know, our we've said this before, our prayers are directed to God from there, and he sends out from there his blessings to the world. So again, another beautiful psalm with many ideas, which David was able to convey very concisely. In just a few short verses, the amount of ideas that he's able to include, and they're multi-leveled. I mean, again, you know, there's many different interpretations for these, and they're not mutually exclusive. It works on so many levels. It's absolutely incredible. I thank you for joining us, and I hope to be with you again tomorrow when we learn Mizmor Kuf Lamed Vav, Psalm 136.